With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of wonderful listening to sacred choral and organ music. Thanks for joining me. Holy Week is at the heart of the Christian faith as the season of Lent comes to an end and the drama of the Passion unfolds before the startling news of the resurrection on Easter. On today's program, then, we'll celebrate the triumph of Palm Sunday and then move to the agony of the Passion as we enter into one of the most powerful weeks of the Christian year. We'll listen to profound sacred choral and organ music by Gibbons, Wood, Tompkins, Casals, and many others. We'll begin with one of Orlando Gibbons' most famous anthems, what commentator Matthew O'Donovan has called Vintage Gibbons, a wonderfully uplifting flurry of six-part contrapuntal wizardry. Hosanna to the Son of David is performed by Stile Antico. Stile Antico sang Hosanna to the Son of David by Orlando Gibbons to help us celebrate Palm Sunday. We'll continue with the iconic hymn for the day, O Glory, Laud, and Honor, with words from the 9th century writer St. Theodulf of Orléans, joined with the 17th century tune Valet will ich dir geben by Melchior Teschner. Malcolm Archer leads the Wells Cathedral Choir, accompanied by Rupert Goff.
Thank you.
All Glory, Laud, and Honor was sung by the choir of Wells Cathedral under the direction of Malcolm Archer. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. We turn next to a different treatment of the text by St. Theodulph, this one by Irish-born composer Charles Wood, a student and later colleague of Charles Villiers Stanford. His anthem, Glory and Honor and Laud, dates from 1925 and is characterized by striking key changes and something of a dialogue between lower and upper voices. John Scott leads the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, in this performance.
Thank you.
Sir Charles Wood's anthem, Glory and Honor and Laud, was sung by the men and boys of the St. Paul's Cathedral Choir in London. John Scott directed. One of the most striking hymns for Palm Sunday is one that dates from the early 19th century and portrays the entry into Jerusalem in majestic terms, but also strongly hints at the Passion to come. Graham George composed a strong tune for this text around 1940, and we'll hear Ride On in Majesty, sung by the choir of St. Mark's Cathedral, Seattle. Mel Butler plays and directs. Mel Butler led the choir of St. Mark's Cathedral, Seattle, in the grand hymn, Ride On in Majesty, with tune by Graham George. The Old Testament story of David and his son Absalom has provided a text for several heart-rending choral works over the centuries, centered on David's anguish on learning that Absalom had been slain in battle. It's a text often sung during Holy Week, and we'll hear one of the great settings of this text by one of the last Tudor composers, Thomas Tomkins. John Rutter leads the Cambridge Singers in When David Heard.
Thank you.
When David Heard by Thomas Tompkins was sung by the Cambridge Singers, directed by John Rutter. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. 17th century poet Phineas Fletcher penned a poignant poem of the Passion, which was adopted as a hymn text by 20th century American composer Vincent Persichetti. Persichetti taught composition for many years at the Juilliard School and was especially known for his works for wind ensemble, though his works encompassed virtually every musical genre. His spare harmonic style is evident in his simple setting of the hymn, Drop, Drop, Slow Tears, which he composed in the 1960s. The tune was so effective that he also composed an organ chorale prelude based on his original melody and harmonic setting. We'll hear Madrigalia sing the hymn, followed by the organ chorale prelude, which I perform at Asbury First United Methodist Church in Rochester. Music of Vincent Persichetti on With Heart and Voice.
See.
Vincent Persichetti's organ chorale prelude on his hymn tune, Drop, Drop, Slow Tears. I performed at Rochester's Asbury First United Methodist Church. It was preceded by a choral setting of the hymn sung by Madrigalia under the direction of Roger Wilhelm. Powerful music for the Passion is next as we listen to the choir of Bristol Cathedral sing Pablo Casals's passionate setting of the text, O Vos Omnes, sung from the perspective of Christ on the cross. O ye people who pass by, is it nothing to you? Mark Lee conducts. O Vos Omnes by Pablo Casals was sung by the choir of Bristol Cathedral, led by Mark Lee. The hymn Stabat Mater is one of the most wrenching Passion texts, as it portrays the anguish of Mary, Mother of Jesus, standing at the foot of the cross. Philip Stopford has provided a tender setting of this text, originally composed for soprano and organ in 2010, and here arranged for trebles and strings. The trebles of the Truro Cathedral Choir sing, accompanied by members of the BBC National Orchestra of Wales. Christopher Gray conducts. Christopher Gray led the trebles of the Truro Cathedral Choir in Stabat Mater by Philip Stopford. They were accompanied by members of the BBC National Orchestra of Wales. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. A beautiful setting of the text O Salutaris Ostia is next, written by American composer Zachary Wadsworth. Sung in its English translation, O Saving Victim is performed by the Christ Church Schola Cantorum from Rochester, New York. Stephen Kennedy conducts. Were You There, as arranged by Richard Prue, was sung by the choir of St. Mark's Cathedral, Seattle, led by Mel Butler. Earlier, we heard O Saving Victim by Zachary Wadsworth. The Christ Church Schola Cantorum of Rochester was led by Stephen Kennedy. John Ireland's tune for the hymn My Song is Love Unknown sets words by Samuel Crossman in a truly wonderful devotional hymn. The Winchester College Chapel Choir is led by Malcolm Archer in this recording.
Thank you.
Christopher Herrick performed the chorale prelude on Vor deinen Thron tret ich hier mit by J.S. Bach from the Great 18 Chorales. Before thy throne I now appear. Earlier, the Winchester College Chapel Choir sang the hymn My Song is Love Unknown with music by John Ireland and words by Samuel Crossman. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to begin the dramatic journey through Holy Week. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be meaningful and inspiring. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter. Follow at @WHeartAndVoice for previews, pictures, and updates. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.